Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoons to you all. On this video, a former WWE star could be set for a return, leading to major stable reunion speculation. That was a mouthful. The Rock has signposted his WWE future. Some major changes are coming to WWE television. And has an AEW champion been injured ahead of Dynasty, that pay-per-view they're doing this week? I'm Andy from What Culture. This is the news. And we're going to kick this one off by talking about Eric Rowan and Uncle Howdy and all that stuff in between. Yes, there's immense speculation doing the rounds this week and over the weekend, that Eric Rowan is on his way back to WWE for the first time in 4 years. Now, this stemmed from a Canadian promotion, ECPW, posting that Rowan had to pull out an event he was scheduled with the company for this weekend due to contractual obligations. On their Facebook page, the promotion posted, "We have just received word this evening from Eric Rowan that unfortunately he will not be able to make his scheduled appearance next week at Coal Town Carnage. Eric stated that new contractual obligations are preventing him from making several indie dates, including ours. This is the first time in ECPW history that one of our scheduled stars has cancelled and it is out of our control." So, contractual obligations, brand new, preventing someone from appearing for an indie, usually means WWE. Now, this is far from confirmed, it's all speculative, but hey, we're going to speculate all over the place with this one, because it's what people are talking about. And you think if Eric Rowan is on his way back to WWE television, well, what would be a natural role for him in the company? He, of course, made his name in the Wyatt family, initially alongside the late, great Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper, Brody Lee, both of whom are tragically no longer with us. Now, we know that Bray Wyatt's real-life brother, Bo Dallas, is coming back to WWE television with his Uncle Howdy character. Not only has that been reported by Fightful Select, but also they've been teasing it outright over the past week or so on TV, on social media. There have been little cutouts, little hackings, all of that stuff. Hello, just on the screen randomly. Very reminiscent of the initial arrival, or the initial return, of Bray Wyatt a couple of years ago. So, putting two and two together, perhaps that leads to some kind of union between these two gentlemen. They're obviously linked, so it's understandable that people would put these two things together and come up with this potential outcome. But Rowan has been out of WWE since 2020. He was amongst that first round of major releases at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic that April. Since then, we've seen him on the indies. We've also seen him in AEW as Eric Redbeard. He, of course, appeared on the Brody Lee tribute show. He's wrestled a couple of times as well. Revolution 2021, I think it was. He was involved in a House of Black Trios match, and he was just a lot of fun in that match. So, big, beefy boy, Eric Rowan, member of the bald community, card-carrying member of the bald community. Always happy to see a bald man win, and we'll see what comes of all of this. Let us know in the comments section what you think, though. Do you want to see some kind of like pseudo-new Wyatt family-esque thing with these two people, or do you want to see them go their own paths? Uncle Howdy and Eric Rowan, let us know. Talk about it. It'll be fun. Let's move over to The Rock. Speaking of Eric Rowan, remember the classic WrestleMania match? Oh boy. The Rock's been on Instagram and he's kind of signposted his WWE future a little bit, posting this thing just the other day. I'll read this to you. Congratulations to Cody Rhodes. Congratulations to my cousin Roman Reigns on an incredible 3.5 year run, maybe even 4 years. Just incredible, iconic, and historic. I'm very proud of you, Uso. Also, congratulations to the real MVP of the entire WrestleMania weekend, Seth Rollins. What an honor it was to share the ring with you three. What an honor it was for us to break records. And now my sights are set on the next WrestleMania. But that's down the road. So, WrestleMania 41 dates not yet announced by WWE, location not yet announced by WWE, but they have, has been speculated that Minneapolis could be where the event takes place. Super futuristic football stadium there, of course. The Rock was, of course, wrestling at Mania, and he was involved in the Night 2 main event when Cody beat Roman. He then showed up on Raw and said, "Hey, Cody Rhodes, it doesn't matter if you're champion or not. I have to go away for a while, but when I'm coming back, I'm coming for you." So it would appear that WWE is trying to tease Cody versus The Rock. And if The Rock is saying WrestleMania next year is his target, maybe that's what we're going to get on that show. I believe Dave Meltzer reported in the Wrestling Observer newsletter as well that Rock versus Cody was going to be the eventual direction. So obviously shades of the Cena rivalry here, once in a lifetime, all of that. Eventually kind of became thrice in a lifetime after this year's Mania when they had that little face-off. But yeah, like, you know, the franchise player, the new franchise player babyface style of this current era versus one of the biggest draws that the sport has ever produced. Kind of sells itself. Obviously, you've still got the Roman match in the chamber for The Rock if you want to do that. But he's back on the board. He's got his naming rights. He's seemingly in love with pro wrestling again. You're never going to have him full time. He's a very busy man doing acting and stuff. Hopefully his next few films are a bit better than Black Adam and Jungle Cruise for sure. But yeah, you're never going to get him full time again. But I think in his flashes, in his fleeting appearances in WWE this year, he's done a really great job. Obviously, colossal misread early on when it didn't look like Cody was going to wrestle Roman at Mania. But they adjusted, they pivoted, they did the right thing after the PowerPoint presentation and all of that stuff. And I think The Rock has been sensational since then, going all the way up to the Raw after Mania last week, which I was lucky enough to be in the house for. Great experience. It's just funny hearing people swear, because you don't hear that often on WWE. So yeah, I'm all on board for Cody versus The Rock and eventually Cody versus Roman at some point. Roman versus Rock at some point as well. I mean, WWE is already rich. They don't need any more money than what they already have, but they will be laughing all the way to the bank if they can pull these things off. And it's a good time to be involved in this goofy little sport.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right, let's move over to some production changes that are coming to WWE television. This is a report from PW Insiders. Mike Johnson stating, interestingly, actually, that WWE, you know those graphics, those augmented reality things, like the get them on every show. Becky Lynch had a big time Bex thing that filled the screen. Asuka had some masks. The Judgment Day had like goth people putting swords in something. You know the drill. You know what I'm talking about. Apparently, we're getting rid of those. According to PW Insider, WWE are going to be pulling back from using these a bit on Raw and SmackDown. Now, they might still use them on occasion, probably on pay-per-views, premium live events, but they are no longer going to be a hallmark of weekly programming. A source has indicated that Friday's SmackDown was the last time they will be used regularly on weekly TV. PW Insider has already reported the WWE will also be using their smaller stage more often, pulling back on the big set in occasions where they feel like they can make more money from ticket sales. We saw that in Philadelphia with Raw and SmackDown this past week. Now, on top of all of this, WWE will also be cutting back on staff and equipment brought to shows for lighting and production. They're going to be just cutting back on production trucks in general, which is just the latest in a batch of changes for WWE in this new Endeavor era. So, I like all of these. I'm not going to lie. I do not care for the augmented reality stuff myself. I think it looks a bit goofy and cartoonish. Certainly doesn't give off a big time sports presentation that I personally would enjoy more from WWE. Similarly, the small stage kind of rules. Maybe you don't want to do it every week. It still pays to have the big glossy, ridiculous, crazy thing that just looks incredible on TV. But look, yeah, if you can sell more tickets, why not tone it down, get more people in the building, create an even better atmosphere. And it can be like a little treat. Maybe you have like once a month or whatever. Hey, it looks different. It feels different. Anything that shakes up WWE production, in my eyes, is a good thing. For a long time, it was a real pain in the ass sometimes. Obviously, it always looks and sounds and feels professional. But little things like this do make a difference. Kevin Dunn's departure from the company, cutting down the number of crazy camera cuts all over the place. We now see like lots of long shots going down through the tunnel, down the ring, swooping around ringside, filming all the way into the crowd. It's nice. WWE programming had largely looked and felt the same way for several decades. So these shakeups are very, very welcome. I'm looking forward to just having no augmented reality personally. But hey, maybe you like that stuff. That's fair play. Let me know down in the comment section, are you in favor of these changes? Or do you want to bring Kevin Dunn's style? But no one wants that. Not even Kevin Dunn, probably. Right, AEW for this final story. Has an AEW champion been injured ahead of Dynasty, all of the SDs? Perhaps not. Julia Hart. So there was some speculation coming out of last week on Dynamite that Julia Hart was injured. TBS champion. But Fightful are reporting that she is still being advertised for the pay-per-view this weekend, which isn't an error, and she is expected to be at the show. So she is scheduled to defend her TBS championship against Willow Nightingale. The follow-up to this is expected to be some kind of Mercedes Money match, perhaps with Willow. So the natural path, speculatively, would be for Willow to win and then to face Mercedes in her first match, perhaps, at Double or Nothing next month. Obviously, Willow was involved in the match in which Mercedes broke her ankle last year and sidelined her. I mean, she's still sidelined. I think for me, and look, this hasn't been reported anywhere, but to me, it looks quite like Mercedes just isn't clear at the moment. Hence why she's just talking a lot on TV right now. But Julia's the story here. I'm glad she's not injured. I think she's one of the most improved wrestlers in AEW over the past few years. She's doing some very, very good work indeed as a member of the House of Black. She's been a good TBS champion. Her and Sky Blue have been spooky pals for a while now as well. So she's got a lot going on. It would suck to see her out for a prolonged period of time. You wonder what AEW would do in that situation if she can't make the pay-per-view, let's say. Are they just going to pull that match? Are they going to come up with something else? Are they going to vacate the title? I don't know. We'll see what happens when we get to the weekend. But Dynasty, that word in general, looks like a really good show on paper. Personally, I can't wait for stuff like Danielson versus Ospreay. I mean, that's just what gets the blood flowing, isn't it? But yeah, it's a really good show. And I think after the CM Punk stuff last week, AEW should probably just spend some time focusing on delivering some kick-ass wrestling shows. And this one has the potential to be just that. Indeed. It just looks like a really good show, guys. What else can I say? But hey, I won't say anything else apart from check out this video here. It's 40 fascinating facts from WrestleMania, including this year's events. If you enjoyed this one, I'll see you later, tomorrow probably. Yeah, bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.